Hello, folks. Welcome to the Fade Us Sports Podcast. Why call it Fade Us Sports Podcast? Well, Mikey has lost over $4 million betting on sports. He had a horrible NFL season last year. He picked 38% of the winners. That's 10 picks a week. You would have made a fortune if you would have bet against us or if you would have fade us. Okay. Top of the show, we're going to start with Woodley. I suspect he's going to give us a rant about the Kelces and Taylor Swift. Woodley?
No. We did that last week. We're going to go a little more personal here. And this is just, this is about like owners in all sports who are terrible. And I don't understand why they own teams whatsoever. You guys know how I feel on the Minnesota Twins situation.
It's an NFL show, buddy.
Yeah, but, you know, we can talk about the Haslams and fucking Tepper and everybody else here, but it ruins sports.
Woodley, are you going with the Twins? It's an NFL show.
Can you let me fucking talk about, like, fucking bad sports owners? Like, Jesus fucking Christ, I have to deal with fucking Mike, and then now it's, like, Phil. What the Twins owners have done this year is, like, fucking damning for sports and actually, like, probably why... professional MLB is like toast. We won't be talking about MLB in 2 years when it's on strike anyway, so we're going to get in now. These fucking guys said they were going to sell the team heading into this year, right? So there was actually a little bit of hope there. They did something unprecedented this year. The team was like 5 games out of the playoffs. They traded 40% of the major league roster.
He is on the Major League Baseball.
Let him finish.
Can you let me talk? Mike, of all the bullshit you put us through like every fucking week, can I make a point? So these assholes said they were going to sell the team. They go to the deadline. They trade 40% of the team. They completely gut it with every fucking future piece that was available there. And then when they do that, it's like, okay, the next 3 years are shot, but at least they're going to sell the team. What happens a week after the deadline? They say, we're just going to sell 15% of the team to pay off our debts. We're still around. This rant goes for every like owner in sports that's a piece of shit that doesn't clearly want to own a team. Like, if you are a billionaire, I mean, fucking Phil has half of them on speed dial. There's a million ways to make a buck. Like, why do you insist on being just a hated member of society by owning a team and making everyone hate you? Okay, like the Twins, they need to sell. The Browns, they need to sell. The Athletics, they need to sell. Like, I just don't understand, like, what is with these fucking owners and all this. And let me tell you another thing. This goes direct to Jim Polite, okay? I called your office after this, all right? You didn't answer. I left you a voicemail. You had your head of security call me back and threaten me with harassment because I said a couple swear words.
Woodley, a couple swear words.
This is to you, Jim.
Your obsession with Minnesota sports has gone too far, Woodley.
This is to you, Jim Polite, in a public forum. Sell the fucking team. Nobody likes you and everyone will just continue to hate you as long as you hold on to it. And Cantu's over there with the Pirates hat on. The Pirates are somehow even worse than this.
Okay, Woodley. Okay. A very personal rant about
some owners who
had security call you. I'm a little bit concerned for you. Mike, what's your rant?
My rant is us picking the AFC totals this week. I have so many of them. I don't know where to start. I don't even know where to. I'm so sure about the two that I am going to pick that I will guarantee it. How's that?
Oh my God. Let me just tell you, this is a guy that lost $4 million at sports, but he's not bad at picking NFL totals. Cantu, what's your rant?
I got another owner rant, and this time it's on Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is my rant, and here's why. What Jerry has done, I know what he's doing to everybody, and this is dealing with the Micah Parsons and just kind of what he, just in his playbook, what he's doing, and this has all the talking heads, like the Stephen A. Smiths, on every network, they're like, oh, they're not going to have Micah Parsons ready. They're like, Jerry's not going to sign him. Well, let me tell you, Jerry opens up and signs every single superstar to the absolute highest dollar possible. He overpays them all. Every single time he overpays them. So it's like, oh, Jerry's not going to pay him. No, Jerry is going to pay him. He waits and he gets all the press from every single network around on every single station. So they all have to talk about it. Cowboys, 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 Cowboys on every single network. And here's Jerry in the final 72 to 96 hours going to launch the biggest contract Like, it's probably going to somehow set a record. Biggest contract ever by a defensive player wouldn't surprise me. So it's pretty much only Dak and Parsons making money on in the whole team. It's what he's going to do. He has everybody fooled, but I do think it creates way too much negativity, and I think it's really bad for the team.
Well, Cantu, this is breaking news. John Kuhn, you know, Packers great fullback, John Kuhn is announcing that the Packers, he's probably wrong. Let's put the, you know, here's the tweet. He's announcing that the Packers are trading for Micah Parsons.
No way. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
I don't believe it.
I don't either, but it's John Kuhn.
Okay,
Coon,
my rant.
I mean,
back to my rant.
Is he the same guy that said the Seattle and Minnesota are going to be good this year?
You'll have to ask Phil. Phil is the John Kuhn historian of this podcast.
No, keep me out of this. I'm going on to my rant, guys. My rant is about how Vegas is dead. Everybody's saying, no. Oh, Vegas is dead. Vegas is dead. Vegas is dead. And it's not dead, Mike. It's not dead. And
they brought it on themselves, and they're dying, and they're dead.
So this is what I love. I love when people go on record. So, Mike, you're saying right now on record Vegas is dead?
Yes.
Okay. This is what I love. Like, 1 year from now when Vegas is just killing, it's called a recession, Mike. And by the way, I remember the last two recessions very clearly. I remember walking around in 2000, all right, and every casino. Mike, you wouldn't believe it. I was in a casino on the Strip. On a Friday night, I didn't see a single person in any of the slot machines on the street. And same thing happened in 2008, 2009. And it was just unbelievable from just packed on Friday nights. And you can't even like sit down at a machine to not a single person. We're going through a recession, Mike. Vegas isn't killing itself. Now, I hope they'll take notes.
There's no recession. There's a recession in Vegas.
So you think just because the stock market's going up that everybody's doing well, Mike?
There's no recession.
Okay, there's no recession. Mike, from Mike the Mouth Mattisau, the average person's doing really well.
Mattisau.
From Mattisau, the average person's doing really well right now.
I love this Mattisau bit. I love this bit.
I'm going to do it every week till he gets it right.
I'm going to go right in the middle. I'm going to say it's a semi-recession.
I mean, you know, it's a matter of is the stock market near the high? Absolutely. Are the rich getting richer? Absolutely. But it does seem like there's a lot of people and then, you know, at the bottom that are suffering. Mike says they're not.
No, I agree.
I say
with
they
you.
Are. How do you define a recession?
But
Mike?
I just want to know that I said it 5 years ago when they decided the fucking criminals were gonna charge people to park. They're like, oh, we can make $22 million extra a month charging for parking. Well, the young kids that come up in town to go to all the clubs, they can't afford parking. And you know what? It's just caught up to them. Everything, a burger or two slices of pepperoni is $30.
Mike, this was my rant. You didn't have to go the other direction. Mike the Mouth Mattisau is a four-time World Series of Poker winner. Mikey knows sports, studies sports, and watches more games than all of us combined. Brandon Cantu is a two-time WSOP winner and an avid sports bettor. Cantu sometimes bets his entire net worth on a single game. Cantu always has some well-thought-out takes. David Woodley started Speed Survivor. Check out speedsurvivor.com. Our guy Woodley has great knowledge and sharp takes. Speaking of sharp takes, Woodley, this is an AFC NFL. That's a lot of letters. Over-under show. Now, I've been hot. I've won 11 years in a row doing this stuff. I might not give you the best weekly picks, but 11 out of 11 years I've won. Woodley, what's your number one preseason AFC NFL total bet?
Yeah, I hate to do it because I just am so over Travis Kelce and the Chiefs for what they did in the Super Bowl, which is a late all-time egg. But we're talking about it right before this podcast. And God, they have an easy schedule. Like, it's incredible. So I'm going to pay a lot of juice. Yeah. I'm going to pay a lot of juice on this one. It's minus 150, but over 10.5. I don't see a world where the Chiefs lose more than six games. I mean, it's like they're going to, you can't find seven losses on that schedule. I don't care like who you are. I mean, for them to not get to 11 wins. I mean, it's just, barring Mahomes, like his arm falling off.
To be clear, you're saying over 10.5 wins for the Chiefs, yeah, minus a dollar player.
He's buying it down and playing the juice is what he said.
Okay.
Yeah, paying the juice. You can get it like with plus odds at 11.5, but like the 10.5 is just like,
not your
there's
pick,
no
go.
Way there, yeah, there's no way it doesn't hit. I mean, you look at this schedule. They're gonna be favored every game. They're not gonna win every game, obviously, but like there's only one game where they're gonna be an underdog in, and that's at the Bills. All their other tough games are at home. Like they play the Ravens at home, they play the Lions at home. Arrowhead is a very, very tough place to play. They play on the road against the Broncos. That's on the road against the Broncos is like probably their second hardest game of the year, honestly. Kelsey's long in the tooth. He's toast. But again, you still have the best quarterback in the NFL. I don't care what the stats, whatever. I mean, the guy, all he does
all
is
all four
is,
of us agree he's the
Bowl.
Best quarterback in the NFL.
All he does is make the Super Bowl. And, you know, they got all these guys coming back healthy weapons wise, right? I mean, last year, I mean, they made it to the Super Bowl. They had like nobody. I mean, you remember that wide receiver room was completely decimated. Kelsey again was a shell of his former self. I think he's toast. But the wide receiver room is gonna be healthy again.
Whose side are you arguing, Ludley?
Whose side am I arguing? What do you mean?
Kelsey's toast, but they're gonna win over 10.5. You're trying.
No, they
you're
are. They are
put
because,
out arguments
no, because,
like.
Well, I'm trying to badmouth Kelsey as much as possible here, right? I mean, we got a big year ahead of us in the Kelsey.
Woodley, we
Kelsey
know you hate Kelsey's. You
no,
hate
they got the best
Taylor
quarterback,
Swift, and
best
you hate Philadelphia.
Best quarterback, best coach. There's no way they do not win 11 games this year. There's just
Woodley,
no possible way.
Woodley, I'm on your side. I'm taking the over. They pull games out of their butt. I've never seen anything like it. Games that they can't possibly win, it's like bam, bam, and they win. Games they're not supposed to win. You know, balls that are thrown up that are finger-tipped and caught. Like, they just have a way of winning. And I believe Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league for sure. I'm going to be very interested when it gets to Mike Mattisau. We're going to go to Cantu next. I'm going to be very interested when Mike tells us why Mahomes isn't the best quarterback in the league, and we'll get that on tape and embarrass him with that at the end of the year. Go ahead, Cantu.
When I make these picks on who I like, on the season wins, the number one thing I look at is coach. Number two, I look at is quarterback. And then then I'll figure out everything in between. Number one, Andy Reid is the best quarterback or best coach in the league. And I think Mahomes is the best quarterback, even though it's close. I know everybody sees win, win, win. There's a lot more that goes into that. It's like when Brady was the best, or he wasn't just far and away the best. In a lot of years, he wasn't the best. But I kind of agree with all your points. They
He's
are
the
so
best of all time. What are you
they are
what are you
so
talking
spooky.
About?
It takes more than a quarterback to win. They are so spooky, and they do these. We went over it every week on, and Mike just tells me there's some kind of higher thing that goes on with them. For that reason, they're gonna win probably 13, 14 games. Everybody's gonna be like, I can't believe it. This is an off year, this and that. They just win. Winners win.
Cantu, do you remember game one last year where it came down to like the cleat? If he had the white cleats.
If the guy had a white cleat on, the Ravens would have won the game.
Go ahead, Mikey.
All right. Well, I've told everybody, you know, that they're writing off the Chiefs, which is ridiculous. Okay. And I was just watching on the ESPN, the Kingdom, but they're also, that thing promotes a lot of the people they want to watch, like the Taylor Swifts and the Kelsey's and shit. But there's a lot of things that I took out of it. After they lost the Super Bowl, they talk about this is a learning. We need to learn from this because we hate this feeling, and we know how poor we played in the Super Bowl. And that team, I said it last year, they just weren't very good. You guys kept saying, oh, they're waiting to turn it on. No, they didn't have the weapons. They didn't have the guns.
They made the Super Bowl, bro.
What are you talking about?
It doesn't matter.
They weren't easy to get there. What are you talking about?
If Houston had special teams, didn't
this is all wrong.
They weren't very good. Okay, and Philadelphia exposed them.
Very good.
Philadelphia beat them by 100. That's how much better they were.
And
so with that said, okay, I think the Chiefs are going to be very competitive. I think the fact that they're writing them off is really stupid. The division is much tougher. Denver is going to be very good. I mean, their over-under is 9.5.
Yeah.
The Chargers over-under is 9.5.
Yep.
So, and the Raiders, who Geno Smith is a big upgrade, and the coach is a big upgrade, and the defense, I just think the Raiders will be better.
We'll get into the
Raiders. 6.5
later.
Is Raiders, Mike.
But with that said,
shit on Geno Smith every week last year. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they were
Geno
six games. Okay, so
we'll talk about the Raiders later, I promise.
I think that if you're going to buy it down to 10.5, you have to pay a lot of juice. I would go over 10.5. I don't like it over 11.5. So.
Consensus pick? I don't think we had any consensus picks in the NFC last week on our show. Maybe one.
Danny.
We all agree. And their defense was impressive.
We need to hear who this quarterback
is. Woodley, we all agree with you. Right out the box, we have a consensus pick. I will be betting money on this one. Okay.
We need to hear who the better quarterback is, though. Like,
well, I'm going to tell you who the better quarterback is.
Please.
When I give you my number one pick. Would you like to know
ahead,
it right
Mike,
now?
Give us your yeah, do it.
Okay. Well, I'm taking the team that has the fifth easiest schedule in the NFL and has the best quarterback in the NFL by miles, okay, and has spent massive money on the defense in the offseason and free agency, and they drafted in their top three draft picks on defense. And that is the team playing in the much weaker division that has the Miami, the Jets, and the Patriots in it. And that is over 11.5 wins. Lay $1.30 on the Buffalo Bills.
Are you kidding me? Over 11.5 on the Bills?
With the fifth easiest schedule. By the way, the Bills won 13 last year, and they didn't have the fifth easiest schedule.
Woodley.
Again, these easy schedules based on teams that have
all
like
the best quarterback
over.
In the NFL, buddy.
All these teams like they turn over like 30% of the roster like year over year. There's like three teams that like are stay that I don't know. The Mike discovered one web page that tells them like the easiest schedule. Mike also thinks you need to win 55% of your bets to break even when it's really 52.4. So we're gonna have to go back and check
today.
Mike. We're going to have to check Mike on a few things. 11.5 is a lot. I worry about the offense. I mean, yeah, Josh Allen is great. That division isn't amazing, but it's getting better. I mean, yeah, they won 13 last year, but that division was awful last year. I think you're going to see all three of those teams be significantly better. I mean, like New England.
The Patriots.
I'm not totally sold on the New England hype train right now, but they're going to be quite a bit better. The Jets literally cannot be worse than they were last year.
I'll take less wins that they had last year. If you want to bet, by the way.
Let's stick to your pick.
Fucking
Fields. Miami is all about like health and all that as well. I mean, I'm not saying like Buffalo is a terrible team, but 12 wins is. A lot of wins. So I'm gonna go under. I think they win 10 to 11 games. I think they win that division. I'm not saying they're not, but they're not gonna win. 12.
I will say this. I'll comment now. I think they're gonna win 11 or 12 games. So I don't think Mike's gonna be that far off. But it's just really hard to like. It's very rare you can pick someone to go over 11.5. And I don't know if I've ever done that. Mike calls me a front runner, and you always bet the favorites, but over 11.5.
Well, I don't want to just buy it down like this chicken shit guy had to do to fucking take the Chiefs when the number's 11.5.
Hey, I bought down the Eagles last week too, but now we're talking about somebody else. We're talking about the Buffalo Bills, Mikey. And so, you know, and so I'm just like very split on this. I don't know. I mean, I do think that if like he can get injured. All right. You're all-star great quarterback, Josh Allen.
He's never
Allen.
Been injured. He's too big. He's like 260.
He was never injured. He didn't miss any games the last 2 years. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
He missed zero games the last 2 years?
He has not missed a game, no.
I don't think that's right, Mike. And he's and whether he didn't miss a game or not, he had a torn up ankle a couple of times because he's just not afraid to rush. He doesn't like... I think you should be a little bit smarter when it comes to ducking out of bounds. I think he should probably slide a little bit more, but he's so good that he becomes a big target. So I don't know. I guess I'll have to go on the under, but I think it's real close. Can't do?
I think it's like right on the number. I think this is kind of one of those teams. I think we all think that the Bills are going to be good. Do they win 11 games? Do they win 12 games? Do they win 13? Do they win 10? It's going to be right there. I don't have much of an opinion on that. I do believe Josh Allen. I think it's going to be 11 or 12.
Yeah, me too.
I think Josh Allen's going to come through. I think that the Bills are going to be really good. Possibly, you know, it's going to come down to the Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. Those three add one more team.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm laying the juice. I'm probably staying away from the bet.
Okay, guys, listen, we're going to have to disappear for a second here. We've given our first two picks. One was a consensus pick, Kansas City Chiefs over 10.5. We'll see you at the end of this commercial break. Folks, the Fade Us Sports Podcast is brought to you by our sponsor, Splash Sports, where you can join all of us in the Big Splash, 2.5 million guaranteed NFL Survivor Contest, $150 center. Of course, you can enter 150 times. Download their app, currently sitting at number 7 in the sports I just saw today. Sports App Store and climbing. You'll find all sorts of contests starting at $5. I'm hosting a contest with Nick Wright. $5,000 entry, $1 million guarantee. We're calling it the World Championship of Survivor Contests. There's also a $1,000 entry contest with a $1 million guarantee. Thanks again to Splash for sponsoring the Fade Us Sports Podcast. Welcome back from the break. Welcome to the Fade Us Sports Podcast, where Woodley gave us Kansas City over 10.5, and Mike the Mouth Mattisau gave us a team.
Mattisau.
The Buffalo Bills that is over
Mattisau.
11.5. Mike Mattisau.
So, Mattisau.
Yeah. So. Over 11.5, he said. Well, we didn't all agree with that. Cantu, for your number one AFC NFL total bet, who do you got?
This brings me so much joy. We get to talk about the Raiders. And do you know who the Raiders got, guys? They pretty much took my Seahawks offense. They took the mastermind Pete Carroll, who prints on these season win totals. He just prints. I mean, he prints. How many times have we went over this, Phil, in the Pete Carroll era where we were like over the last 10 years where we have this phone call and we put all of our heads together and every year it's just Pete Carroll, just go with him. And that's going to, it's really that basic. He even has Geno Smith, who I think really lost the step. But with Pete Carroll, Geno Smith was doing good. He just kind of lost his vision with the new coach last year.
Now, Cantu, let me check.
That's behind.
Cantu, let me check your numbers here, because what I see is Raiders over 6.5 minus $1.50.
I see minus 145.
Okay. Okay, good. So, okay, continue.
I'm paying the heavy juice. I really like the Raiders this year. I think Geno is somehow Pete's guy, and he gets the best out of Geno. Yep. I'm not worried about his age. I'm just worried about them being together. And I also love the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
Max Crosby. This goes without saying. I'm getting myself a Max Crosby jersey, by the way. He's one of the three or four best players or best defenders in football.
For sure.
He's an absolute difference maker. Gets all the turnovers. Ball hawk of the highest proportions. I love me some Raiders this year. I think they're going to be competitive. They're
minus
gonna be
140 on over 6.5 is the line.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mattisau.
Yeah, and so here I am. I'm so excited that Pete gets a bit. He loves those great defenses. You want to talk about your rah-rah guy. This is coming in with the Raiders, Crosby. It fits in with their defense. It just feels like it's all going to work out. And somehow the Raiders are going to win 9 or 10. And they're not that good. They're not even that good.
If they win 9 or 10. Kansas City ain't winning no 11 games if they win 9 or 10.
Cantu, you're preaching to the choir, my man. That is my number one pick, too. Raiders over 6.5 minus $1.50. Pete Carroll, I looked this up. I couldn't believe it. I looked it up since 1997. I might be wrong, but I think Pete Carroll, at least in the last 20 years, I don't think he's had a losing record. Not one time. Now, you look it up. There's also another guy, the Pittsburgh Steelers coach, Tomlin, has never had a losing record. So I couldn't believe it. I was stunned when I saw that. And when I saw him on the board, I'm like, oh, my God. Here's a guy that's never had a losing record. He's bringing back a quarterback that's familiar with his system. It's Pete Carroll all the way. Boys, I'm going to bet $15,000 on this. Let me tell you something. I bet $20,000. I told you guys on the last show, Detroit over 10 wins. I'm going to have two big bets this year. one for 20 and one for 15. Woodley, what do you say about Cantu and I's great excitement about the Raiders?
I don't see it. I think it's too much. I mean, listen, if it was like a normal, you know, minus 110, minus 120, like, sure. It's too much juice for a team that is bad. It is a bad, bad team that has, they have Max Crosby.
They got the best tight end in football. Defense. They have the best tight end in football.
I forgot to talk about Bowers.
They have two great players and a bunch of garbage. And they have a coach who was put out to pasture by the Seahawks, hung out for a year, and came back. Sad. You know the other coach that was put out to pasture? Bill Belichick. Now, that guy's like, you know, at North Carolina, you know, with some like 28-year-old model that's like, you know, taking power 26. Of attorney on him, you know?
She's 26.
Whatever. I mean, that's a mess, right? I mean, you know, so it's like, you know, bringing these coaches
back. We just all
back,
wish we were him, that's all.
I don't know, man. I mean, come on. I don't know about that, man.
She's fucking hot, man.
Yeah, but he's...
Cantu goes out with hot girls, and that girl's fucking smoking.
Okay. If you want to date someone 50 years your junior, that is like clearly taking over your life or trying to like take over your finances.
Bill,
that
sounds, you know,
it's not the dream.
I don't know how it'll be in 30 years.
Anyways, Bill's at North Carolina where they're going to win like six games, and Pete Carroll's at the Raiders where they'll win six games. It's just, you know, Geno is okay. I think Geno was buoyed a lot by having like an... He is, but I mean, who's he going to throw to other than Bowers? Like, great. Like, okay, yeah, Bowers. They have nothing else. I mean, they have Jacoby Myers, their wide receiver one. Their defense is pretty garbage outside of Max Crosby. And, by the way, it's like it's actually the toughest division in football. It's one of the two toughest divisions in football. It's that or the North. Like, they probably, how many games are they going to win in that division? Like, maybe one? Like, maybe, yeah. Like, are two, they going to be the
Raiders? Always play those divisional games tough. They're going to win
whatever.
More than
they beat Kansas City like every
number,
year, one, at least
gonna
once.
It's going to be more than one. Yeah, they are tough.
Okay,
they,
I mean, if you think they're going to be, if you think they're going to beat KC, then I don't know. It's just too much juice, and it's just not a good team.
That's what it really isn't.
Okay, Mikey, what say you? Woodley is against Cantu in my number one pick. I think you like it.
I like it. I'm wearing a Derek Carr jersey, as you guys see, but he's out of the league. I think the Raiders, and you got to remember, I live here in Vegas, so I'm reading all the write-ups, okay? And one of the major preseason write-ups that's going around is Austin Jante looks like a bust. That's what's been being spread all through the news here. And if he's a bust... And he isn't any. If he isn't the player that they thought they drafted at number six, then the Raiders aren't going to win seven games. If they're wrong and he has 1,000 yards rushing, they will win seven games. I think it just comes down to that. Really.
Mike puts it on one
Fezzik. What does Fezzik think about that?
Well,
though?
They have to be able to run the ball to open up the play action for Geno Smith. If
Mike,
they can't run the ball
one way or another, it's your hometown team. You have their jersey on. Yay or nay?
$1.40. I'm gonna go under.
Okay,
I can't
Mike's
lay
under. Danny, that's our four number one picks. Post them. We had one unanimous pick there, Woodley's pick, and now we're on to our second picks, and we're gonna start off with me, Phil Hellmuth, Denver, over 9.5 wins, minus $1.30. Mm-hmm. Okay, listen. This coach and this quarterback, I couldn't believe how good he looked last year. It was kind of stunning to me. So much fun to watch. I just believe that after the Russell Wilson thing, they've kind of gathered themselves. I think they have a great coach. Peyton's amazing. And I base my over and under picks on whether a lot of times, as Cantu stole my line from me, on the coach first and the quarterback second. So I'm going... Denver, over 9.5 wins. And let's see, what say you, Mike the Mouth, on Denver?
So this is a very chalky pick amongst handicappers in the world. The thing about this is the Denver Broncos were 1-8 against teams over 500 last year. And that one win was against Kansas City in the last week of the year when Kansas City just benched everybody. And if against winning teams, they struggled. Against losing teams, they crushed. Now, with that being said, like I said, this is a very trendy overpick by a lot of handicappers. And their schedule, I mean, let me just go over this, their strength of schedule real quick. They've improved. The defense was monstrous, and they've improved their offense. I want to just look at their strength of schedule real quick. And Denver has it's right in the middle. So the Raiders are 16 of 32, and Denver is 17 of 32. So they're right in the middle, strength of schedule in a tough division. Again, against you, it's a trendy pick. I kind of liked it over. It's right on the number. I will. I mean, if you're going Kansas City to win 11 games, it's gonna. But I mean, I don't know. It's a tough number. I'm gonna go over.
Okay, Mike's on the over. It's my pick. Woodley, what say you?
Yeah, it is very trendy. I'm just not a big believer in Bo Nix. I actually think. I don't see the talent there. I think he obviously had a good year. He surprised a lot of people, and he played well. But teams adjust big time against quarterbacks, right? I think, like, you see these guys kind of pop up out of nowhere. We talked about it, a few hours ago when we were talking about, Stroud and Bryce Young. Stroud just like completely fell off the radar that second year, right? I mean, again, after the first year, everybody's Stroud. Like, Houston was this trendy pick, all this stuff.
I mean, he did lose both of his wide receivers too to injuries. Stroud,
Who? Stroud?
Last year, yeah.
Stroud did, yeah.
Yeah. I know it's fair. I'm just not a huge believer in Sean Payton. I'm not a huge, but I think Sean Payton is like one of the biggest underachievers in the NFL. And like, people will disagree with that, but the guy did nothing outside of that 1 year. He did nothing outside of that 1 year period, except choking the playoffs. Yeah. And I'm glad Mike brought it up because they actually played terrible against winning teams. Like, yeah, they look great against a bunch of garbage teams. 9.5 is a lot. Again, it's a really good division. And I know, like, I'm starting to pick all the unders. Like, in the division, which is scary, but let me tell you, like, I'm obviously on the Chiefs over, and I would definitely be on the Chargers over as well. It's just too many wins, and I think Nix takes a big step back to reality. I'm just not a believer in him.
Yeah. Cantu. Woodley, I love your points. Mike, I love your points a lot. I'm not as big of a Sean Payton guy as everybody else is. He's just, it feels like, ever since kind of what he did to Russell Wilson, it feels like this I rule with an iron fist type guy. I feel like his reputation kind of took a little bit of a hit. I feel they just didn't even play that good last year, and they made the playoffs, and they kind of got in a lucky way where the Chiefs just lay down, and everybody's like, oh, they won 40-0. Yeah. Well, no Mahomes yet.
And they got crushed in the
playoffs. They didn't really make their way in. The Chiefs decided to let them get in the playoffs, I guess we could say.
Yeah.
So now... Here they are, as everybody is. This is the true sexy pick right here. I would maybe even say the sexiest.
It is. I mean, I could tell
the
you.
The whole board, I love the under. I don't believe it.
I know a lot of big name people putting big money on
you
him.
You love the under. Yeah, I love the under. Bo Nix is an Oregon guy. I actually think he overachieved as well, but I think he's going to be a nice quarterback. I don't think anything great. I think he'll be a number 16th in the NFL type guy, number 14th, 18th, somewhere right in there. I think he's just an average quarterback. I think they'll do okay. You know, I think they come back a little bit this year. Now that nobody expected them to do anything last year, the Chiefs let them into the playoffs. And now it all comes down to it. People are expecting things. They're not catching anyone off guard this year. I think everybody's ready for them.
You might be right. Yeah, it's close. Like I said.
Okay, guys, we're going to go to Woodley for his second AFC NFL total. The way he's going, he'll probably go under.
Yeah, I kind of like these unders.
I like an under a lot.
I like the under the Texans under 9.5.
What's the juice?
The
Texans
over
under
is,
9.5, Woodley?
Yeah, the over is what I'm seeing. The over is even money. So, I mean, the juice is what, like minus 115? I mean, it's there, minus 115.
We'll give you minus $1.15. Go ahead.
Yeah, again, I mean, they're a mess.
Texans a mess. Are I mean, I don't think we trust under Stroud. Minus 135. Nine and
that
a
sounds
half
better. Yeah, probably get it 125. We're not, I mean, whatever. Let's not argue about the juice, right. Woodley. Why do you like the under?
Just, I mean, it's Mike. It's just unbelievable. No. I mean, I'll argue about the juice on this one. I'll pull it up right now. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Like, they're not winning. They're not winning nine games. So pay whatever juice you want. They're not. They're not winning. Oh, sorry. They're not winning 10 games. So yeah, right, they're under 9.5. Division worries me a little bit because you know it's not good. It's kind of like a boondoggle of mediocrity. But I don't believe in Stroud at all. I mean, I think this is like kind of a make or break year for him, which is crazy to say, right? Especially after that rookie year, everybody's like ready to crown him.
I was ready to crown him after his rookie year.
10's a hard number to get to. Even with that extra game to 17, it's just tough number. They feel like a 500 team, and they don't feel like a team that can get to that that 10th win in my mind.
Can't do. What do you think?
I agree with Woodley. Houston is. I mean, CJ Stroud. What a regression that was. I know he had injured receivers and this and that. I mean, he couldn't find anybody. He couldn't find anybody. They looked terrible. I'm just not a big CJ Stroud. Unless you're one of the top mobile quarterback guys, you know, the Lamar. I know this is a high bar. I've got here the Lamar Jackson, and you've got this high win total. I think the Texans take a really strong like comeback, and I could see them being one of the most disappointing teams. Now, I know they got Nico Collins, and he's everybody's fantasy hyped about Nico Collins. They want him like number six, number seven overall. They think he's going to be. And Nico Collins is a great player. I just think CJ Stroud is going to end up being a head case and is going to be, this is going to be an unpopular pick, but I think he's going to be a bottom half of the quarterbacks in the league guy. And I think he might find a six or seven win team. I know that's another. The Texans are a sexy pick as well. I'm not there with them. I don't agree with it.
This is something that like I thought Houston really sucked last year. I thought they were a bad team heading into the playoffs. They dismantled Kansas City in every way they could, except for special teams. They held them to a season low offensive yardage. They held them. Their defense held the Kansas City to the lowest offensive yards of the year. They really played well in that playoff game. If it wasn't for the block punt, the missed field goal, and the fumble by the whatever, the Houston really would have had a shot to win that playoff game that last year. So that's the positives with Houston. And they were missing their best receivers all year. The negatives I see on Houston is the Jaguars got rid of that dog-awful coach, okay? And the Jaguar, you got to remember, the Prince, what's his name, the Lawrence for the Jags. He was playing with an injury last year, and after he got injured early, he struggled. So the Jacksonville Jaguars, I think their total is 7.5. They're going to be better. Cam Ward is a winner. He is going to improve the Titans a lot. And if you remember last year, if you remember last year. The Titans lost games because the quarterback kept throwing picks. So that division, I think, would be a lot better. 9.5 with the I just see a 9-win team. I do think they make the playoffs at 9-8, and they could win the division at 9-8.
Hold on, I gotta say one thing real quick. You're saying Cam Ward's a winner over here with the Titans. What do you think they're gonna win, Mike? Five games? What do you call a winner?
Their total's 5.5.
I think they'll win six or seven.
I think they'll win. I like them.
So if he wins six, do we call him a winner? I don't know that that's called a winner.
It depends. I think he's very good coming out of college. Okay,
no, that's a pretty 5.5 games. That's a winner. Put him down for 5.5.
I mean, well, he was the number one pick, Cantu. He was the number one pick. Like, I think if he went games.
It's a bad year. He would have been like the number seven quarterback off last year. I mean,
well, that's your opinion.
I don't know if that's.
I think that division is going to be much improved. And I think Houston, I'm going to leave with the under also. I think they win nine. They could win 10.
He's a winner. He's going to win 5.5 games.
But I think Houston wins nine games.
I think Cantu hammering Mike is very appropriate right now. But I will say this. I happen to also believe that the Houston's going to be the under. So we have a unanimous pick here. Woodley, we like his pick, all four of us. It's very rare. Danny, mark that as a consensus pick. There should be like stars and stripes in our graphic. Yeah. We all agree.
Fireworks.
We all agree. And by the way, I was so happy and it was so much fun to watch Stroud that first year. And I said, oh my God, here comes the next Tom Brady. And I watched a lot of Houston games last year and I lost a lot of money betting on him. And he was nowhere near where he should have been. Okay. Let's see. We have a couple of number two picks.
I got it, boys. Remember, I guaranteed these things before the podcast started. And what do I always say? I want to bet on the team that trended up to end the year.
You've been right about that.
When you look at the team that trended up the most to end the year, they actually won five straight games to finish the season. This is a team that gave away five games. They had the best quarterback in the NFL last year. They've improved the defense a little bit, and that's the Cincinnati Bengals over 9.5. I just can't see it. They won 9 last year when running the table, winning. They were 4-8 at one point. And you're just asking to win one more game, which they gave away like 4 or 5 of them. They returned everybody on offense. They went out and drafted on defense. I don't know how good they've hit on defense, but the defense has to be better than last year. It's impossible to be worse. And you're asking to win one more game. This was almost my top pick, but the strength of schedule was like 17th instead of 5th, and that's why I went with the Bills.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Danny, we need to pay the bills. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to all address Mike's pick. See you in a minute. Folks, the Fade Us Sports Podcast is brought to you by our sponsor, Splash Sports, where you can join all of us in the Big Splash. The Big Splash, 2.5 million guaranteed NFL Survivor Contest, $150 center. Of course, you can enter 150 times. Download their app, currently sitting at number 7 in the sports I just saw today. Sports App Store. And climbing, you'll find all sorts of contests starting at $5. I'm hosting a contest with Nick Wright. $5,000 entry, $1 million guarantee. We're calling it the World Championship of Survivor Contest. There's also a $1,000 entry contest with a $1 million guarantee. Thanks again to Splash for sponsoring the Fade Us Sports Podcast. We're back. The Fade Us Sports Podcast, and Mike the Mouth Matisseau was on a nice little... rant about how Cincinnati Bengals are going to what, Mike? What's the juice on that? What's the line?
It's 9.5. I think it's minus 115.
Okay, so 9.5 Bengals. Mike likes the over, minus $1.15. I've been a big Bengals fan. I watched a lot of their games.
Minus 110. Go ahead.
I've been a big fan. And you know what? I don't know what I'm going to predict. I'm going to you, Woodley. What do you say? Bengals, 9.5 over, minus $1.15.
No, they suck. Offense line sucks. Defense line sucks. Defense sucks. It's not minus 110, Mike. It's minus 120. You know, we're just going to play your little game here as well.
Oh, really? I can lay it circa $1.10 on the over 9.5.
You should go to circa then. They'll welcome you with open arms there. I don't see it. I mean, this, you know, it's, you can, Mike, once again, they could have won this game. But again, every single game in the NFL
gave away fucking like five
games. Every single game is a one possession game in the NFL. So every fucking team could win if a few things went different. like you did earlier, like if there's seven less turnovers,
did they not have the number one offense in the NFL last year?
It doesn't. Yes. I don't know if they did. I don't know if they did, though, because they were in these ridiculous shootout games because they had such a terrible
defense. The
Ravens defense.
Had the number two offense.
I agree
NFL.
With you, Woodley. I mean, yeah, they might have been rated number one because they had thrown themselves out of every game.
I would have taken the Eagles offense over the Bengals offense. Let's just put it that way. But they because they could run it down your throat. Okay.
Correct.
Like the Bengals had Chase Brown. Cool. But again, when you're trailing every single game because your defense is giving up 50 points, it's very easy to put up 500 yards.
You're, but you're, it's just, so you're basically think the Bengals defense will be as bad as last year? It's impossible. It could never be. That was like the worst defense in like the history of the NFL. And they still won 9 games.
Who have they added?
Well, they can't get worse.
How have they gotten better on defense?
They drafted their top 3 draft picks were defensive players, and we don't know how good
I'll tell you what they've done and what could happen. There is in the NFL, there is a luck factor, and I think we could all agree that the Bengals were on the wrong side of 100%. The luck factor.
Correct. The Dallas game was the only game they got lucky when the guy blocked the punt and they touched it.
Since that happened, Mike, there has not been one day we have not talked about that Bengals blocked punt. Mike loves that play.
Because it was one of my worst beats I've ever took in my life. I was getting 6.5 with a minute to go in the game. And if
we
they
will talk about this,
there's
play.
Like no way I could lose unless the punt gets blocked and the guy touches
thank
it.
You, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Go ahead, Cantu.
So there is a luck factor in the NFL. You can go through the games, as we always talk about this, that were the Chiefs on the right side of the luck factor? Yes. Were the Bengals on the wrong side of it? They constantly had something go like fluky, some crazy penalty. The fluky touched the punt. Like guy
fourth
drops
and
the
19
ball.
versus Woodley's fourth Chiefs. That the game is over.
I don't know that we more have to go into. Like, what do they need to change? The new personnel. I think they should have went over last year. They did go way
Burrow's
under.
Burrow's pick against the Ravens.
I think they're going to go. I don't think they changed that much. I just think they're going to go over and
have
a little luckier. I'm with
Cantu. I agree, Cantu, with all of your points. They were the unluckiest team in the NFL last year. We kept talking about them in our group. So, you know, the whole reason we have this podcast is that we have this tech stream. And we are just talking about how good Cincinnati is based on
their
record.
Team nobody wanted to play in the playoffs.
Nobody wanted to make the playoffs because they would have to face Cincinnati. I'm just remembering now. I love the over, Mike. I'm with you. 3-1. Woodley is allergic to picking overs.
For as great of a team as they were, they beat nobody last year. They beat one decent team, and that was Denver. They didn't beat anybody else good. Like they gave up 44 points to like Kenny Pickett and the Steelers who are starting that game. Like this idea that there's some great team or unlucky is just absurd.
Well, they had the Chiefs.
They had the Chiefs
beat 4th and 19 on the last play of the game. Okay. Yep. The guy interferes. They had the Ravens beat and he throws the pick with 1:20 to go. Right. That game was fucking, they had them beat. And those are fucking the two best teams in the AFC. So, you know, they just had a lot of bad luck and their defense was awful.
Yep.
Okay, right, I'm ready to give my second pick, Phil,
go
if
ahead,
you're ready.
It.
Give it to me, and then we're going to post it, because I think at that point we will all give in our second picks. Go, Cantu.
A lot of times when we sit there and we make these team totals, because we've had, we've been talking about how many years we've done this, and we usually get on a conference call and argue or agree. So we have a lot of the same teams, and I think we've had so much success with the Steelers. I'm going to go back to the well.
That was
it's
almost
Steelers
my
over 8.5 -125. I love taking Tomlin. Let me go into this about Tomlin. Why he gets so much hate? He's an absolute moron. The guy is a moron of the highest proportions when it comes to it's 4th and 1
strategy.
Hunt. Hold on, no. It's the same. It's the same thing every single year. He needs an elf on his shoulder, a little Irishman or something like this. It's 4th and 1.5. We're at the 32 yard line. Do we punt? Do we kick the field goal? Do we go for it? Whatever the worst of the three options is, Tomlin goes for the worst of the three options every single year. And I hate him to death for it. I can't get over it. I can't stand Tomlin. That is just so easy to fix. He's just a stone moron because of that. Now, let's get past that, Brandon. The reason I like Tomlin, those are the reasons that I hate him to death. The reason I love Tomlin, he really is a really good coach. If it gets outside of that, what do I do on 4th and 1 or 2 or 3? If you get outside of that, which is a big portion of the game, he is a very good players coach. He comes up with getting the most out of your players, getting like, it's not just getting the most out of the player, the X's and O's, the this, the that. Tomlin does everything else great. He just needs an elf on his shoulder.
Cantu,
credit.
Did you know that Tomlin's never had a losing season in the NFL as a coach?
I do.
Never. Never. It drives me crazy when he's on his 42-yard line and the analytics say, go. go. It's a flashing green light, go.
It's
the, and he punts the ball.
It's between the yard lines of the 30 and the 45 of the other team when they're about to score that he just does the most moronic things. And it sounds like I was going to go against him. This was all anti-Tomlin, anti-Tomlin. But actually, he's a really good coach.
He and is. His analytics have been horrible. You know who else had bad analytics for a long time?
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid,
he fixed it though.
Had the worst analytics of anybody in football for like 15 years. And then he had one coach on his shoulder who told him the right analytics move.
No, he found a guy named Patrick Mahomes. That changed it.
Well, that's true too,
that
Mike.
Helps too.
But I don't know if you know this, but I don't know
Donovan
if you paid.
Donovan McNabb wasn't very good, and he would make the NFC Championship game every year.
I'll tell you this, Mike. There was a lot of Reed had this guy about 2 years ago for like 4 years who told him what the right analytics play was. He started making it, and he started winning a lot of games. Tomlin, just get an analytics guy on your shoulder to tell you the math says go for it. The math says go for it. The math says go for it. Having said that,
you don't always.
Tomlin's
don't always...
never had a losing season. I love your pick, Cantu. I'm even going to bet my own money on this pick.
I love it.
I'm a little bit afraid that Aaron Rodgers may or may not show up. Mikey!
This was my third best pick and in the AFC.
The over?
The over. And I'm going to explain, why. And Woodley's not going to like it, okay? But Rodgers.
Woodley can't possibly go against us again, Mike.
Rodgers finished the year 17 touchdowns, 8 picks. He had 6 picks in the first 3 games, okay?
Yeah.
Rodgers finished the year with like, I think it's 8 or 9 touchdowns and 1 pick. It wasn't his fault they lost. They led in the fourth quarter of 6 games. They lost 6 games with a fourth quarter lead last year because the defense went to shit when they fired Salah, okay? Rodgers was not the problem. And once they brought Adams over, That offense was humming. And you got to remember, he was coming off an Achilles. So, of course, Rodgers struggled the first 4, 5, 6 games of the year. But if you look at the last 8 games of the year, Rodgers was a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. I think that you bring a much bigger upgraded quarterback to Pittsburgh. I mean, think about it. Their starting quarterback is on the Giants. The starting quarterback of the Jets was the backup. So they got rid of Rodgers to get the backup who was on the Steelers last year, okay? Who's the better organization, Pittsburgh or the Jets?
Good point, Mike. The Jets, they suck. I mean,
they
okay,
suck. Woodley, 3 resounding overs. What
he
say,
hates
Woodley?
Rodgers, so he'll go under.
Well, I mean, I sat here the past couple of years and I told you what would happen to the Jets and Rodgers, but you didn't listen to me. And
but it wasn't
Dave
Rodgers'
was
fault.
Right, big time. Oh, okay. Like, yeah, it's not a quarterback-driven league, I guess. It's not a quarterback-driven league. You're right. The quarterback means nothing. It, you know, they went 5-12. Like, Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with that, Mike. I mean, just in your words, he had an excellent season.
Did they not have, after they fired Salah after week 4, go look at who had the worst defense in the NFL. It was the New York Jets.
Who got Salah fired, by the way? Who got him fired, Mike?
We don't know. We don't know.
It was Rodgers.
Of course it was
Rodgers.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you have a Steelers team that's like mirrored in mediocrity. They bring in Aaron Rodgers, who's a fucking nut. Like, you know, he's probably in his like little darkness fucking bullshit retreat. Okay, he's insane, right? He tanked the Jets. Like, he tanked that organization and set them back years. They bring him in. Who's the other weapon they bring? Oh, yeah, DK Metcalf, who's also a psychopath. And the rest of the team is just, it's mediocrity. Like, you know, it'll be the same thing that happens with the Jets. They'll get off to like a 1-4 start. Rodgers
will
do his
little
song and dance.
Let me just tell you this, Woodley. The psychopaths that go to Pittsburgh are usually kept in check. Not all the time, but usually they're kept in check. That's one of Tomlin's strengths. And so, and by the way, I don't know. I'm trying to remember who the MVP was 3 years ago and who the MVP was 4 years ago. I can't really remember his. His initials are AR, though, so I don't know.
Who the fuck cares that Aaron Rodgers was good 4 years ago? He's 42 now. Like, he hasn't done shit in 2 years. Like, do you think he's magically... I said this last year. Do you think he's magically going to, like, find the fountain in youth and, like, get back to that
point? Do you think he needs to find the fountain of youth to win 9 games?
Absolutely he does. What has he done the past 2 years?
So, I thought it was. The last 8 games of the year, he had... 13 touchdowns, 4 picks, a 93 passer rating in the last 8 games of the year. Just like I said. Thank you. 13-4 They went 93 passer rating.
Okay, they went 5-12, Mike. They went 5-12 with Aaron Rodgers.
Because the defense was the worst defense in the NFL. You keep trying to blame Rodgers.
Guys, they're going to win 10-9. The Steelers go 10-7 every year. Just put them down for
they 10 really do.
They just ever since Roethlisberger.
I don't understand how Woodley can pick against this, but maybe he's right.
Oh, wait. I went the last 8 games. If you go to the last 10 games last year, he had a QB rating of 112.5.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Woodley says he's cooked.
They went 5-12.
So the 112.5 must cooked. Be wrong.
Well, you know what? We'll bet this. I'll bet you how much you want to bet on this one. I'm happy to put my money where my mouth is on this one.
Okay, we'll bet offline.
I'll guess
you got $1,000 for me.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna bet you $5,000. Okay, since they have the exact same over under record, I'm taking them to win more games than the Minnesota Vikings. Same juice, same everything.
Yep.
Accept it.
Jeez, right, I'm not sure I like that. But hey, Woodley, if you want to listen, text me afterwards, but you got at least $1,000 bet from me. Okay, guys, look, we're going to have to wrap it up. I teased everybody about arguing about the juice. That's just part of the show. We can't control Mike the Mouth Mattisau. Woodley fell into his trap. I told Woodley, don't fall into Mikey's trap. Woodley can't help himself.
It's so midnight listen. Over here. It's incredible.
You can tell with the lighting that, you know, this isn't exactly natural.
I lost $25,000 today playing poker. I'm not happy.
Guys, from the Fade Us.
Tell
sports.
How do our listeners subscribe, Phil? We got to tell them to subscribe.
Ooh. Yeah, we do need to get people to subscribe to the Fade Us Sports podcast. Also, it's nice to be on television. Thank you, VSiN. Good night, everybody.
Thank you VSiN.